One of the forms of work which is permitted on Yom Tov is using a fire. A fire is needed to cook, and because of Beis Hillel's rule of mitoich, one can use a fire for other things as well, as we saw earlier on in the Masechta, to warm oneself up, for example. However, we're about to see that it is forbidden to start a fire on Yom Tov. Reason being that for cooking, one does not need to light a fire. Cooking is a separate category of work to the category which is lighting a fire, and the one which became permitted on Yom Tov because of Eichel Nefesh was cooking, and for that one does not need to create a fire, and creating something is forbidden on Yom Tov. One cannot create anything new, so you cannot create a new fire, rather you can only use an already existing fire. And so the Mishnah says, "Umitzin es ha'ur, one cannot start up a fire, lemino eitzim, he cannot use wood, lemino avonim, or stones, rubbing them together to create a fire, lemino ofar, he can't use earth, hard pieces of earth, lemino mayim, he can't use a glass containing water." One way to start a fire is if you place water into a glass dish, and then the rays of the sun go through the water in the glass, and that can start a fire. So in any of these ways, it is forbidden to start a fire on Yom Tov. Even if it's not a regular way to start a fire, nevertheless, it is forbidden to create something new, and therefore this cannot be done on Yom Tov. Remember, that's halacha of the Mishnah refers to tiles for the roof, which are made out of some sort of clay in general. And in order that the tiles be strong, they need to be heated up, and they are generally not fit to be real tiles if they are not heated up. It follows, therefore, that it is forbidden to heat it up on Yom Tov, since you are fixing and really completing the last stage of creating a vessel, a utensil. That is known as tikkun mana, creating or repairing a utensil, and that is forbidden on both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, "Im labdin es hara ofim, litzlis bohen," it is forbidden to literally whiten, it refers to heating it up a lot, the tiles in order to roast on them. Even if he's heating it up just to roast on it, it also serves the purpose of repairing and really completing the utensil, and it is therefore forbidden. The Odom Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer furthermore says, as well as what he said in the previous Mishnah regarding Muktzah, he was lenient when it came to Muktzah, and over here as well, he is also more lenient than the Chachomim. The halacha is that any produce which grows during the Shemitah year, once every 7 years when the land isn't worked, and the produce has certain restrictions to it, and it's left ownerless for anybody to take, so that produce is exempt from the tithes. Now in general, produce becomes obligated in tithes only once all of its processing has been completed, and it's been totally harvested, and if it is a fruit which one is going to dry on the roof, then that produce only becomes obligated in tithes once that process of drying it has been totally completed. Now, midrabbanan, it is forbidden to separate tithes on Shabbos or Yom Tov, reason being that it is similar to repairing or completing the last stage of an item, like tikkun mana. Because until now, when the tithes had not yet been separated, it was forbidden to eat from this produce. And now that you separate the tithes, it becomes permitted. So you're sort of fixing that produce, so it's similar to repairing an item, and therefore, midrabbanan, it is forbidden to do so on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, our Mishnah's focus is on different halachas, not to do with tithing. It's to do with the laws of Muktzah, and therefore the Mishnah talks of a case of produce which grew in Shemitah, which is exempt from tithes, and therefore that is not a problem, and the total focus of the Mishnah can be on the laws of Muktzah. So if somebody has produce drying out on his roof, what does he need to do before Yom Tov begins so that there will not be muktzah the next day of him to take? Says Rabbi Eliezer, "Omin olamana muktzah erev Shabbos bashavias." A man can stand by the area where the fruit are drying on erev Shabbos, the same way to plow on erev Yom Tov, bashavias during the Shemitah year. And all he needs to say, "V'omer," and he says, "Mikan an erech alamachar." From these fruit, some of these fruit I will eat tomorrow. He does not need to specify which ones. This is enough. This shows that his intention is to eat from those fruit the next day. He is not likely to change his mind. It's a real decision that I want to eat the fruit the next day. And therefore that's good enough to set those aside for use on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, the Chachomim say, "Ad sheyirshayim v'yomer," he needs to make a mark and say, "Mikan v'adkan." From this point till this point, I'm going to eat tomorrow on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That shows he is really setting them aside for use. He's done a more significant designation of those fruit, and that is necessary for them not to be muktzah. One of the reasons being that, of course, he's not going to eat all of the fruit. So if he just designates all of them in one go, or at least he doesn't specify which ones he's going to take, so that is not considered a real designation. And so he actually has to specify which individual fruit he's going to actually take in order that they not be muktzah for the next day.